Life in the city has its share of strange and dangerous things. But at least in more populous areas, there is the expectation of the unusual, and a tolerance of the unorthodox. And acts of aggression or sedition are met with swift resolve in the strange find good company. But the city is not the province of the truly bizarre. The weirdest things brew where people have room to roam, under the cover of solitude, into the nooks and crannies that are tucked down too deeply into the landscape, into areas too secluded for the light of day to shine, or the influence of social norm to affect, or the long arm of the law to reach. This is a place where the expectation of consequence and the fear of retribution are unknown. This is where the schemers hide, the occultists practice, and the psychotic take refuge. This is where the overly curious do weird things, and the eccentric know no bounds. This is where the drifters wind up, where the addicts squat in abandoned land, or in silos, or even underground in hidden bunkers. This is where things that are oftentimes too bizarre or repulsive to believe can and do take place. Prepare your mind and join me in a journey into those hidden away places I like to call the Devil's Playground.
A Man Named Forsyth, Part 9. What a welcome sight. I never thought I'd see one of those things again. You've seen one before? I've seen one in action. I know what it can do. That's why I want to see a little demonstration. You see, I don't know if you've been wondering, but this hangar is empty for a reason. And that reason resides in that yellow book there. How so? It has a cloning technology. I'm going to clone a fleet of airplanes, specialized airplanes for which we already have one prototype. The planes are incredibly expensive to manufacture. The Yellow Book is going to save us billions. So my little payment is nothing to us. You calculated correctly, Forsyth. I'll give you that. You're no dummy. But we need this little miracle machine for much more than cloning. Why don't you fill me in on exactly what you need it for? Can you tell me how it works? Wilson gave me a long stare as if contemplating spilling the beans on his plans. Why don't we have another drink and I'll think about it? Same as before? I nodded. He pressed a button. Another double scotch, Roberta, same as before. And another Mitchie for me. Moments later, she appeared with the drinks. She smiled briefly before disappearing as quickly as she came. I stared at her and tried to see if I could tell she was a robot. Wilson seemed to have noticed me staring.
You can't.
Huh?
Tell. I mean, you can't tell she's a robot. You know we got that technology from the Yellow Book, too. Let's drink.
We slammed the alcohol, this time with just as much gusto as the last time. Maybe more. I sat for a moment feeling a warm buzz overtake my body. Then I felt the urge to light a cigarette, so I reached into my pocket. Put those away! You can't smoke in here!
And now a word from our sponsor.
Leonard Williams, a.k.a. Leonard Velcro Pants, is a personality. Any resemblance to person or persons alive or imagined is purely coincidental. This is a parody sketch. Please remember to have fun.
Leonard again. Do your kids get ornery? I don't mean no blood sugar plummet like, Mama, I'm hungry because you gave me celery and Chex Mix for a snack. I mean, do they scream at the top of their lungs and be banging their head against the wall for no apparent reason, like they's aggressively autistic or have some kind of new version of Asperger's or something? Do you feel like clapping a Hannibal Lecter mouth gag on them, but you trying to avoid a surprise visit from the Department of Family and Children's Services? Lena understands, and there is help. You don't have to resort to duct tape or idle threats or locking them up in the bathroom for hours until they shut their screaming. I am sure you knows about every type of bubble gum there is on the market. But I can sure bet you never heard of what I was about to tell you now. I got something here called Busy Gum. It come packaged just like any other bubble gum, and it have an even prettier packaging, I think. But Busy Gum ain't no ordinary T-front bubble gum. Sure, it do have some of those properties, but Busy Gum be designed to keep your child's mouth busy. This be the chewiest gum your little rascal ever put in their mouth, but it be tasty too. Have you ever seen a dog busy licking his mouth when somebody give him a spoonful of peanut butter to stop him from yapping? Well, Busy Gum operate on the same principle. You just give your child some Busy Gum and they be chewing. They be so busy chewing they ain't gonna say a word for hours. But Busy Gum ain't no worse than any other bubble gum for your kids' teeth. But it sure ain't chewy, and it sure do stop them from screaming their lungs out. Thank you.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled program in progress.
Well then, I'm going to go outside to smoke. I got up. And I'm taking the yellow book with me. I closed the briefcase and headed outside to smoke a clove. Wilson didn't try to stop me. He probably sat with the comfort that I wasn't going to escape. It was impossible with the amount of security he had here. As soon as I got outside, I lit up and tried to communicate with Lenny and Squiggy. They didn't answer. I thought. I cracked open the briefcase.
Mr. Forsythe, we cannot communicate with you if your carrying case is closed. The lining is designed to shield the contents from the outside in and from the inside out.
Wow. Okay. For a moment there, I thought you boys had left me. Hang tight while I finish my cigarette. I closed the case again. I took a long drag off my ciggy and blew a plume of spicy clove smoke. It smelled like Christmas. I pinched off the amber tip and flung the butt to the ground to give it the old chubby checker with my gumshoe. I went back inside. Wilson was sitting there drinking that nasty clam beer. But he looked relaxed, so I felt reasonably good about the meeting and what might happen next. But I was not prepared for what happened next. Forsythe, I've got to tell you something. He grabbed my wrist as I swung the briefcase onto the table. Don't open that briefcase again, not right now. I was confused and shocked, and it must have shown on my face because he started to explain some shit to me. I need to tell you what's going on here, and I know it's going to confuse the hell out of you, but you need to hear me out. You met with two men, and they looked weird, yes? They gave you a story, and they told you they needed the yellow book, yes? And they probably gave you a cash offer on the book. Yes, and it was probably greater than the offer I gave you. Yes. I was stupefied. How in the fuck was Wilson privy to this information? I felt like my cover might have been blown completely. But I had no other option except to hear him out and see for sure. We know all about these guys. They operate according to their own rules and regulations. They always have. And they do everything in their power to keep us powerless. And when I say us, Forsythe, notice that I'm including you in that equation. No matter what you think of me or my motives here or what they told you, you're one of us. And you need to get with the program here. We have reason to believe that they've implanted a communications device inside the briefcase with the yellow book. We do not want them listening in on our conversation here. However, we also know that due to the nature of their laws, rules, and regulations, the briefcase shields absolutely everything coming in or going out from inside the briefcase when it's closed. I think I'm having a panic attack. My heart was racing and I felt dizzy. Wilson pushed a button to summon his robot. Roberta, I need a pitcher of ice water and two glasses up here, pronto! Now just cool down, Forsythe. You're not in any trouble here. I just need to make you aware of some things, to brief you. Without those guys around, you know. Now, as I said earlier, we've been able to get a great deal of useful knowledge out of the Yellow Book. The original Yellow Book that was given to us as a gift in the 1950s, that is. This knowledge has improved the state of our technology significantly. In short, I'd say that consumer technology as we know it now is around 450 years in advance to what it would have been without the benefit of the Yellow Book and the related technologies we've been able to reverse engineer. We're a pretty clever species, Mr. Forsythe, and our system here in this country is open enough to have afforded us a competitive advantage worldwide since World War II. We seeded the technology into our best tech companies and they ran with it. And as far advanced as we have become in the last 75 years, the technology possessed by our military is as much as 100 years beyond what has been afforded to our commercial sector. Jesus, that was a lot to digest. I couldn't even muster a response. The way the Yellow Book works, as far as we know, first of all, you have to pair with it. And it has to be paired with someone it is gifted to, at least the way that their whole system with us works. And since it was a gift to you, you are the key to fit inside the lock to make it work. The last Yellow Book was a gift to a man who is now dead, so it is useless to us. But no matter who pairs with it, you apparently have to use it in a linear manner. That is, there is no real way to index the information contained within it so that we can look up information in a search. So every time we used it, we had to start from the beginning. Whoa, back up a moment. Let me start with the basics. What the hell is this thing exactly? Basically, it is an encyclopedia of everything the Ebens, and that would be the ETs, know about our galaxy from its inception. That is, from the Big Bang to the present, and all of the science and technology that this race has acquired in that time. They are from the Milky Way, too. So the Yellow Book starts with the Big Bang and ends in the present day, and it chronicles absolutely everything they know. Okay. Wow. Question. Shoot. So every time you used it, Forsythe, we can no longer use the one we have. It's as good as dead. Okay, so every time you used it, your guy had to start from the beginning. So how long does it take to go from start to finish? That we don't even know for sure, but we estimate it might take as long as 3 months of nonstop viewing of the Yellow Book to go from start to finish. Okay, how long did your guy stay plugged into it? About 12 hours before he had to pull out. It was a very frustrating process. And he had to record everything he learned immediately during and after he was plugged in. It was a monumental ordeal to map out what we knew about this species of ETs and what technology we could record. Our man was of great help to us, but it was an excruciating process, and he had to access it repeatedly to get us to where we are now. I have to assume that these Ebens do not speak English, correct? They do now. But that's after we made contact. Okay, so the Yellow Book is in English? No, the native language is irrelevant. Once you pair with the Yellow Book, it speaks to you in your own voice, and it shows you a three-dimensional picture show of every bit of knowledge it imparts. Okay, and you said you've got a lot of technology from it already? We got the basics. Our guy with the first Yellow Book was an engineer, so we lucked out there. He drafted schematics that helped us save decades and at times centuries of trial and error to gain mastery over the new technologies. But he only got 12 hours worth. Correct.
And you estimate it has 3 months of knowledge? Correct. So you expect me to stay strapped into that thing for 3 months straight? What do you want to do, kill me? No, no. We made a breakthrough with the technology we have gained from the last yellow book. We found a way to index the information once we have access to it. We still need to test it out, but if it works, we will only need you for a few hours at most. If I'm going to be such a big part of this, I want to know. I need to know. What are you really after? Okay, the cloning of your airplanes. I got that. What else? Warp drive technology. They can get here, but we can't get there. And we need to.
Thanks for listening to The Devil's Playground Show. Check out our site at thedevilsplaygroundshow.com. Check out our merchandise store at tinyurl.com/thedevilsplaygroundshow.
You've been listening to The Devil's Playground.